What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fists. It's your favorite show without an intro, and we are live. I'm your host, Keaton, joined by my co-host, Sam, on this Thursday, October 17th, nearing another week of college football. Week number 8 is right ahead of us and actually already started.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah, so how are you feeling going into this week?
There's a lot of games I like. Feel good about, but there's not one that I feel like particularly great about.
I'm in this weird spot where I thought I was seeing everything crystal clear.
Yeah, now you're second guessing everything.
It's like I was in the ocean. And I was in like the Bahamas or somewhere where the water's just crystal clear, and I'm seeing all this stuff around my feet. Now I'm in Myrtle Beach. now I'm in Myrtle Beach, and the water's a little mucky. And I can't see what's going on underneath me. So I'm not seeing anything straight. I'm second guessing everything. So I'm just adding a shit ton to my board. And that's not where you want to be. And I told myself I wasn't, but like I guess I'm just going to keep on firing the clip.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, there's not a single game that I really love this week, I'd say.
Well, dude, I love that Clemson went down a point and a half. Or yeah, point. I mean, I could get them at 20 and a half instead of 21 and a half now. Give me that. Yeah, but not a – it's like I wanted to keep my card this week to 5 games. That's where I wanted to be. And I was like, oh, BYU plays at home on a Friday night. Add that. Oh, freaking, I can get – See, look, at the beginning of the week, I was on the opposite of a lot of these games. Then I flipped.
Yeah, that's kind of like Purdue. I can't believe it.
That one's not on my card, but I think it's going to be added unofficially, not to my record. money line, though, like 0.25 units or 0.5 or something like that. Like, Nebraska plus the 6.5 is a play I totally love. But then you got Cignetti out here like talking like he's some gangster. I'm like,
I know. Yeah, I know.
Bro, Nebraska's
offense hasn't looked that great.
They haven't really clicked, especially on the road. Yeah. On the road, they've struggled. And it's Indiana's first sellout in how many years? Like, give me the Hoosiers, right? Louisville, like, money line, like, they're a team that could be really bad one week, and then another week they show up.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of eyeing them up, but I'm like, Miami's coming off a bye. Like, they might just steamroll them.
Or they come out sloppy out of the bye. And it's like...
Yeah, I know, but they came out sloppy, 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, so maybe they're extra sloppy. It was like 5.5. It moved to 4.5 now. It's like, I don't know. It's weird. South Carolina dogs against Oklahoma.
That's one I didn't really get, but
I guess I'll take it. Tennessee home dogs. I guess it's all.
Are you just saying your whole card before we even start?
No. I'm just giving out these hypotheticals, but I wanted to give a little tip of my hat to Narduzzi, man. Funny tweet. This obviously he probably didn't get well. Not probably. He 100% didn't actually press the tweet button himself. I don't know if he has Twitter on his phone. But
he probably doesn't.
But his media team, A-plus for getting the go-ahead on that tweet, man. Great weather and a good time.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, having fun, check. Great weather, check mark. You know, they're winning the bye week down there in Pitt. Getting ready for Syracuse coming up on Thursday. I saw a little dialogue from Ryan Day. I was trying to find the press conference or whatever on YouTube, and I couldn't find
press
that.
Conference.
I literally could only find like quotes on Twitter. I was like, dude, I'm trying to watch this. He basically said that it wasn't a wake up call, and they're just gotta continue to get better. I'm like, motherfucker, it's been 3 years and you can't get a sack in a big game. Like, it ain't going to change. Like, Like, there's something, like, schematically wrong on the defense. Like, and if you're going to run the same scheme, you're going to get the same results. Unless there's change, ain't shit going to change. I don't care if you get better and praise Jesus Christ every single day like they do in that locker room. Like
well, he's probably just like, okay, Oregon has, like, the best offensive line in the country, so...
Yeah, but I watched Boise State sack Dylan Gabriel fucking 6 times in the first half.
I know. That was the last bad game, right?
Yeah.
Like they haven't let up, like really a sack.
Yeah, but I still watched Dylan Gabriel get sacked, I think, fucking 10 times in the first 3 weeks against Idaho, Boise State, and some other no-name they played.
I can't think of who it is either.
But, yeah, it's a weird dynamic there. It seems like ever since Urban left and Days came in, like, there's no fire. Like, Urban was, like, ready to, like, run through a wall. Like, when Ryan Day's, like, ready to run through a wall, it seems like he's, like, faking it. Like, it doesn't seem – you know what I'm, like, saying? Like, it doesn't seem it doesn't seem authentic. Like, Urban, like, dude, that guy was, like –
the Lou Holtz thing? Like, that was corny as fuck.
Like, Urban was actually, like, dying on the sidelines. Like, that dude's, like, heart in his head and whatever health problem. Like, he was actually, like, physically dying. Like, that's how, like, amped. And, like, they just doesn't have that juice. And, like, you can't just try and, like, create, like, sometimes you don't have juice and you can't just, like, all of a sudden have juice. Like, he just doesn't have juice. I'm not in the locker room, but like that one running back, freshman running back, went on a podcast and was like, "Yeah, it's all God's plan and like this and that." Like,
yeah, I know.
Dude, no, it's not God's plan that you guys haven't beat Michigan fucking in 3 years. It's not God's plan you haven't won a big game in 3 years or 4 years. Like that's just, like, results from the
How
shit.
How can you even go on a podcast and talk about it after that loss?
Yeah, I know. Like, that shit would never... Can you imagine Urban in this NIL era, dude?
Oh, I mean, it'd be wrapped because he would just buy everybody.
Well, I don't think he could be able to deal with, like, players making money like that just off his stint in the NFL. In the NFL, like, he couldn't disrespect, like, the players, like, how he did in college. Like, he was, like, he was kicking the kicker, like, and shit. Like, shit that he was doing in college, like, he couldn't get away with. I don't know if he's built for the NIL era. Like, dealing with it.
Yeah, but it's still college kids, though. Like, those are grown-ass men. That's why he couldn't really do it.
Yeah, but, like, in the transfer portal era, he would definitely hurt, like, a 5-star's feelings or, you know, like, and he'd be in the portal.
Yeah, they transfer.
He'd be in the portal the next day.
But those aren't the ones you want.
Yeah, I mean, if Urban had, like, a GM who handled all the back-end stuff and, like, nothing directly came to him and he just worried about getting the guys ready, I mean, I think he could do it. I mean, I kind of – but under Urban, you had those bad losses, man. You had those Iowa getting blown out at Iowa City, getting blown out in Purdue.
Yeah, yeah.
You had those bad losses, but what you didn't have was –
soft defense.
Yeah, and it's weird. If you listen to Ryan Day talk before these big games, he's always like, yeah, we got to, like, steal the fourth quarter. Like, he's, like, already, like, pre-game. He's already, like, installing that it's going to, like, be, like, a fucking game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not, like, installing this, like, dominant mentality in the team. Like, it's always, like... hey, it's going to come down to the fourth quarter. Like, obviously, like, you want them to be prepared if it does go in the fourth quarter. But if it does go in the fourth quarter, hey, you better be rotating your fucking players so they don't get fucking tired by the third. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, he loses the second half every single year to Michigan. Like,
yeah, I know. Like, I know. But he always talks about, hey, we're going to have to steal it. We're going to it's a fist fight. We're going to have to... We're going to have to steal the fourth quarter. Like, there's not one game, like, a big game where I'm like, oh, dude, Ryan Day's going to have the boys ready, and they're going to come out firing for 4 quarters and just swamp this team. Like, that's not a Ryan Day game. A Ryan Day game is, hey, it's going to be in the fourth quarter. And it's almost like he plays for the fucking fourth quarter. It's whatever, dude. It's like, I don't – it's like the whole mentality, I think, is, like, wrong. It should be, hey, we're going to beat the shit out of you. That was the, you know, that should be the mentality. No,
yeah, I mean, I feel like they definitely could have, like, pulled away in some instances.
And they lost the turnover battle. You know, Junkins got stripped. And then the onside kick off the guy's fucking face mask. I don't think it was on purpose. I think he was like doing a squib, like
just kind of hit him.
Yeah, I don't think he was actually aiming at him. But Dan Lanning's probably gonna act like a mastermind. Oh, dude, we practice that all the time. We practice those situations. Kickoff at the 15. Yeah, we practice that. Dude, a play that. Yeah, that's where he did. You know,
the 12th man. Yeah,
his dumbass smirk. Yeah, we went over that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We were actually in dog coverage, so we had someone over top Jeremiah. Then fucking yeah, Brian Day just has this wrong mentality, losing the turnover battle and stuff like that. I was going out off on a tangent. I was going to say something else, but I totally forgot. But yeah, let's get into this weekend's games. motherfucker. Let's start off with Miami -5 at Louisville. Tell me what you think about this.
Well, I mean, Miami's defense is kind of, like, worries me a lot coming into this game. Like, I feel like it's going to be a shootout and whoever kind of has the ball last.
Dude,
game scares me because I feel like it could be a Miami blowout. Like, Louisville could just not be that good.
I don't think Louisville's good at all. But look at where we're at in the schedule. Where are we at? Week 8. Where does sometimes it goes a little sideways?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm just going off it. And if we go to the spread's dropping a little bit. And I know on Arner's little adjusted spread, he has like Louisville like -5.
Yeah,
like which I'm like, hey. So.
I don't know, man. It's such a weird game.
No, I totally agree. It's a weird game, and like Cam Ward has this ability to make a massive mistake, like a throw that like anyone with like
it would break somebody.
Yeah, like it's like you shouldn't even think about making this throw.
But then he comes back and
actually, yeah, that's the thing. He comes back and then he'll like go down the field like 3 straight times and like score a touchdown and or he'll be down by 50 and next thing you know and it's a
yeah.
That's just the type of team it is. I haven't really been impressed with this Louisville team. It seems like either they usually fall behind early and then they kind of have to scrape.
Yeah, I know that's.
SMU, they were down early. They had a scrape. I'm pretty sure Georgia Tech, were they down a little early? Or were they up and then they...
It was like 14-10. Like, that's when they were down. But
yeah,
but that's what Miami's is done. Miami's done also. Like
Notre Dame, they were down, had a scrape. I guess it's whoever plays a cleaner game. Yeah. Which, I mean, that's kind of a common sense thing. Whoever plays a cleaner game is going to win. Whoever wins the tournament battle is going to win.
It's probably on it. Like, whoever gives, like, I mean, this is also cliche, but, like, explosives. Like, because both teams give up a lot of explosive plays.
Yeah, I know. And then it seemed like Miami's out of it. Then Respizardo or whatever the hell his name is will make, like, he'll slip, be in the splits, like... And then just, like, throw up his hand and he'll catch it. Or, like, you know, that's, like whatever it always seems like Miami's down and out. I know that's not his name.
Rapestru?
Yeah, whatever his name is. Number 7. I think he wears number 7. I could be wrong again. It seems like he always just makes, like, a snag that just, like, saves the drive. And, like, it just, like, flips the momentum.
Yeah.
I forget. Was it Virginia Tech? He was literally on his back on like a 3rd and 7.
Yeah, that was Virginia Tech. I think he was like about to get sacked too.
And literally he was on it. Like he fell on it and then he's on his back and then somehow like it's just the plays he makes and like he's sure handed for sure.
Yeah, I mean, those would also like the last 2 weeks would be like the epitome of a Miami loss too.
Yeah, I know. So I think they're due. And you know me, I'm the
Miami hater?
I wouldn't say hater. I'm just not a believer.
Okay.
I wouldn't say hater. I'm just not a believer.
They could win. They could go undefeated in regular season and you'd still be.
Look at their schedule, dude. I could go undefeated on that schedule.
But if Pitt goes undefeated on that bullshit schedule.
What do you mean? Pitt's got two Big 12 victories and shit. You know? Like, that's just. Like, Pitt's.
Big 12. Who's the other Big 12?
Houston. Not Houston. Oh, my. I can't. They played
West Virginia.
Yeah, they played West Virginia, and they played Cincinnati. Dude, All my teams are just dog walking the Big 12. UNLV beat Houston. Is UNLV on a bye this week?
I didn't see their.
I didn't see their. Are they on a bye? Oh no! What's the spread on that? They're at Oregon State this weekend. What's the spread? Give me your prediction for the Louisville game.
I think Miami wins. Maybe goes to overtime or something like that. Like, close-ass game. Down to the wire.
Dude, I got the Louisville Magic striking. And let's be clear. I'm not a Miami hater. I just look at the knowledge. I look at the facts. And I look at what's at. I just look at it. And I'm not a believer. That's it. It doesn't mean I'm a hater. I'm just not a believer. So. Oregon State UNLV. Dude, where's? Why can't I not? Oh, dude, 6.5 at Oregon State, 10 p.m. That's a little too much. I want to die with UNLV. I truly do, but...
Wait, who are they playing?
Oregon State.
They're on a bye. Oh, Oregon State.
They've just killed me the past couple weeks. I don't know if I can put actual U.S. currency on them.
Yeah, and that's kind of a weird game.
At a touchdown favorite?
Yeah. Because Oregon State didn't look that bad. That's who Oregon played week three, right?
Yeah. No, Oregon played them... Yeah.
Week four or week three?
I think it was week four because I think that's when they got their mojo back. They beat the brakes off Oregon State.
Yeah, but it was kind of close in the first half, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then they kind of tampered. It wouldn't surprise me if that's what's going on down there in Eugene. Nebraska at Indiana. Indiana minus 6.5. Originally I was all on. I was like, dude, Nebraska 6.5. You got Mahomes Jr. back there, but I don't think Nebraska's looked all that great.
Yeah, really haven't.
All right, so they lost against Illinois at home.
Let me pull up their schedule.
They beat a Colorado team who,
were kind of like not. I still don't think they're good, but
it's like what has Nebraska really shown us this year?
Beat Purdue by but they kind of ran it up late.
Yeah, but that was a close game.
That's what I'm saying. Like they kind of just pulled away late, won by 18, made it look better.
Yeah.
I mean, Rutgers, Nebraska, if Rutgers had any bit of offense, they would have won that game.
Yeah.
14-7, and it felt like Nebraska had the ball the entire game.
Yeah. And is IU coming off a bye? Or did they play last week?
Is who?
IU, Indiana.
I think they are coming off a bye. Let me check. Yeah, they didn't play last week because they were ranked last week, right? Yeah.
All right. Well, I like Indiana at home. Home sellout.
I do too, but I don't like betting against Matt Rhule in these spots.
I hate the 6.5. I wish it would, I think it should be 3.5. 6.5 seems like a lot of points.
Yeah, because Nebraska's defense is good. I don't think IU's just gonna throw all over them like they have been.
Yeah, I know. And I watched IU struggle in the first half against Maryland. They pulled away, but I don't know if they pulled away, but Did they pull away?
Versus Maryland?
Yeah, they pulled away.
Yeah, they were up like 21 at least one point.
Yeah. It'd be fun to watch. IU's first sellout. First sellout in a little bit.
I mean, first sellout probably when they're like actually good.
Yeah, I know. They're already bowl eligible.
You know what I mean?
And this,
like, I feel like it's probably been like what, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, like they're just playing a top team.
Yeah. I forget, dude. Well, those, I don't think they like sellout. Like,
yeah, this is, I don't think they do either.
This is like an actual like sellout. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like
everybody who buys a ticket will go.
Yeah. Alabama -3 at Tennessee. I like Tennessee here.
I kind of like Bama, but
I don't know how I'm not gonna bet a dog at home in Neyland Stadium against a Bama team that hasn't looked very good. Hold on, before I contradict myself, Tennessee hasn't looked very good either. But when two teams don't look very good, I'm gonna take home field advantage.
Yeah, I'm taking the over.
An over for, dude, is this the week that Tennessee's offense like comes back against this like?
I don't think you really have to like I don't think Bama's defense is very good at all.
I know, but it seems like Tennessee's offense, like schematically or player, like it just doesn't match up against these like.
Well, it's gonna have to because, or else they're not gonna win because Alabama's gonna put up points.
Yeah, I know, but I'm a bet on Heupel and Nico to get it rolling. So, especially in Neyland.
Yeah, I know. I feel like maybe last week was a look ahead.
I don't know. The last 2 weeks they haven't looked like.
Yeah, I know, but Arkansas,
if they don't get up for this game.
I don't think Arkansas was really that bad. I mean, neither. I don't think Florida is either, but.
I know. I really want to take Arkansas this week, but against LSU.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like this is right when LSU starts clicking.
I know. 1.5, I was like, I can't do that. Yeah, I need a little more juice for it to make a little sense.
Yeah, I mean, they could just get dog walked too, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It could be in Fayetteville. It could be a.
It's just like the most obvious like upset.
Yeah, I know. LSU coming back after a win against Ole Miss, and then going on the road at Fayetteville. Is it Fayetteville? There's Fayetteville and Dr. Pepper.
I don't know. Lafayetteville? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm tripping right now, man. Not actually. Georgia at Texas. Texas -5. At the beginning of the week, I love Texas at that -4.5 spot. Now they're kind of moving. And honestly, I'm kind of leaning Georgia as the – I'm leaning Georgia here now.
Oh, I love Georgia in this spot.
I just
Will you ever get like Georgia? Like the last 3 years, 5-point dog? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, that's like relatively a big part of why I'm taking this. I just don't know this Georgia team though. The past 2 years, it just seems that like they haven't gotten up. Am I wrong? Like last year, they just like kind of were on like.
Last year, I mean, like Ole Miss, they blew up, but that's Ole Miss. Like,
yeah,
Missouri, they kind of like it was close and they pulled away. You remember that?
Yeah, it just seems like they've been on like autopilot.
Yeah, but then, now I feel like they're awake.
Yeah,
they're
but then they let Mississippi State back into the game. Like that game was obviously like. Score wise versus actual game wise, like a lot closer than the score was a lot closer than what the game was.
Yeah, but Kirby's gonna get him ready for this game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kirby, he's always fired up, shoving up opposing players and stuff. So I'm sure he'll have something up his sleeve to get them up and ready. Yeah, I mean, Quinn's back now. First game last week. I mean, as long as is Beck gonna be up or is he gonna be in sleep mode for like the first quarter?
I don't know, but I guess they were versus Bama, but I feel like Bama I don't know. At home, night, like, first big game under, like, the new coach.
I'm definitely taking,
Texas has looked the best, yes, but they still really haven't played, like, anybody with any type of offense.
Yeah, so that's, but Georgia has to start fast. They can't start slow.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about some offense that you're going to see in this game, Michigan, -3.5 at Illinois. What's the over-under on that game? 20?
Let me check, because I'm actually curious. I'm
trying to find it on my thing.
44.5.
40.
That might be an underplay, bro.
40, they're expecting 44 points in the Michigan-Illinois game. And you know Illinois is wearing their throwbacks with, like, the fake leather helmets. So they're
really?
Yeah, they might pay homage, and it might be a 3-0 type of game.
I can't believe Illinois is a dog at home.
I mean, is Michigan for sure? Are they starting
Tuttle?
Yeah, Tuttle.
Probably, I'd assume, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's probably looked the best.
I mean, he's the only one who can throw.
Dude, imagine being Michigan and you have Orgy sitting behind JJ, and you know the guy can't complete a forward pass.
And you don't, like, try and get anybody from the transfer portal or anything?
Instead, you settle for Warren Davis or Davis Warren. I forget which one. He's got two first names. I forget which one.
Yeah, actually Warren's the last name.
Davis Warren, and then you got Tuttle. And then you obviously have the guy, the true freshman redshirt in this year.
Forget it. I don't remember his name.
He's supposed to be good.
Why wouldn't you just start him as a true freshman?
Supposedly his family wants him to redshirt this year.
That's interesting.
Yeah. To develop before he's on the field.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
It's like a confidence thing.
Yeah. Let's get a little bit of gambling. How about it? So last week I got swamped 3-6 or 3-8, however you want to play it. But I'm sitting at 32-19. And as I might have teased at the beginning of the show, I won a small card this week. Just a heads up, I do not have a small card. I have everything but a small card. I have a 1-8 play card, and it all starts Friday night again.
It starts
at 10 o'clock at night. And
you'll be asleep at halftime.
No, I'm going to the Penguin game, and, you know, then I'll go watch the bet somewhere on my phone, probably.
on your phone? That's crazy.
Yeah, so let's get into it. BYU is my first play. BYU -9.5. First, Oklahoma State. And you might ask, oh, man, that's a lot of points against Oklahoma State. What about the – dude, Oklahoma State is not a very good football team this year, if you guys haven't.
Have you heard anything about Ollie Gordon?
No.
I'm going to look that up.
Is he not playing? Keep going.
I don't know.
So, BYU coming off of a beatdown of Arizona last week. And I'm disappointed in myself. Because last week, I really liked BYU -4.5 against Arizona. And they blew the brakes off of Arizona.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to forget about BYU down there in Provo, Utah. I think it's Provo. I say all these cities, and it might not be the right city. But they're buzzing right now. I'm going to ride them. Yeah. BYU's
looking. I haven't seen anything, but he did leave West Virginia with an injury, remember?
Yeah. But BYU looking to extend their undefeated season, which kind of Cinderella season for them. Pick to finish last in the Big 12, and arguably they're a top three team in the Big 12. I think you can say that. Top three teams being Iowa State, Kansas State, Iowa State, BYU, Kansas State.
And then kind of just the rest.
Then it's the rest. You got to put BYU ahead of Kansas State because BYU did throttle Kansas State at home, if you guys remember. Indiana minus 6.5. Kind of talked about this already. I'm going to keep on betting on Sig until he lets me down. Louisville money line. Talked about this also. I'm not a believer in Miami. And hopefully if Louisville can clean up the offense and some of the mistakes, I think they can be competitive in this game. And I think they can outright win. Clemson minus 20.5. I mean, I don't really need to explain this. They're playing Virginia. And, I mean, I'm just going to take Clemson every single week. Especially, <Yeah. laughs> I mean, every single week. South Carolina money line, plus 100. They should have probably beat Alabama last weekend. It's hearsay or their say. Or whatever the saying is. But they're going up against an Oklahoma team that can't put the ball in the end zone. And to win football games, the ball has to cross that goal line, you know. And Oklahoma does not have the ability to do that. South Carolina's got a pretty solid defense that I think can keep them in check. And it's all about if Zellers doesn't throw like a pick six or anything like that.
I think
that South Carolina will be able to win this game. Tennessee, money line, plus 125. I'm obviously going to take the home dog. Alabama's defense, not very swell. Tennessee's offense hasn't been clicking, but if they can get it clicking against this Alabama defense, I'm telling you, it's going to be a long night for the Crimson Tide. Going into Kansas State, minus 2.5 against West Virginia. Why is this line dropping? I have no idea. Keep on dropping. Hell, let me get it at, like, even. Let me get it at pick 'em. And, I mean, I went on Twitter and I was stunned to see the confidence that WVU has, like their fan base has, that they're going to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, I mean, they were really confident they were going to beat Penn State, too.
That fan base is relentless. They seem to, like, find something new every single week to, like, just latch on to.
Just juice them up, yeah.
Now they're calling Avery Johnson, glorified running back. And then someone was like, oh, well, good thing he's throwing against the, like, and then they listed all of West Virginia's defensive stats. But that fan base is something. But, hey, I hope they have a good time on Saturday down there in Motown. Georgia money line, plus 168. I guess so Texas realistically has been in, they've been in two big games so far.
Yeah, per se. Like, I mean, Michigan at the time was a real big game.
Yeah,
Oklahoma
Michigan
last week, if you
Michigan
count that.
Michigan and Oklahoma. Right. Yeah. And in those, and the common denominator is both those teams don't have an offense.
Yeah.
It's hard to win football games when you don't have an offense. This is the first game that they're going up against someone with an offense. So I'm going to take Georgia and Kirby Smart because I know he's going to be going ballistic on the sidelines and shoving players and doing all the stuff that they condone down there in Athens that, you know. I saw a funny tweet. It said, Bold of Austin to have an F1 race the same weekend that Georgia's in town.
It's kind of messed up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like a Barstool Texas account or something. I didn't say that, guys. I was just relaying information so you guys can have a good laugh.
Whatchamacallit?
But
is
yeah,
that it?
Yeah, those are all my plays this week.
All right, so, I mean, I guess I'll start on Friday, too. Oh, and I'm adding another one. I forgot to add it. Purdue plus 28.5. Friday night against Oregon. I don't know, just a weird Friday night game. Just stay in the number. Like, just don't get the doors blown off you. Like, Oregon coming off an emotional win, playing on a Friday in Purdue. Like, just seems like it's going to be sneaky close.
I'd love to see an upset in West Lafayette. That'd be great.
Iowa State minus 13.5. I don't even know what the time slots are for these because I didn't write them down. But I think it might be night game. Iowa State minus 13.5 against UCF. Iowa State has looked pretty good all year, and UCF is pretty freaking bad. So, Missouri minus 4. I think they're playing Auburn at home. They just last week seemed like a get right game for Missouri. Offense started to click a little. And Auburn, all they do is just turn the ball over. So I'm taking Missouri. Clemson minus 20.5. Like, I'm just going to keep riding this until it loses. Like, I'm not even looking at who they're playing. I think it's Virginia. I don't really care. I'm taking Clemson every week. And same with Texas A&M. They've won, like, 2 or 3 weeks in a row for me. Minus 17 against Mississippi State coming off a bye. Mississippi State's pretty awful. So I expect they can win by 3 touchdowns.
But they only lost by 10 to Georgia.
Yeah, I know, because they scored, like, at the end. Florida money line against who are they playing?
Florida plays Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky. Yeah, I think Florida's still pretty good even with Lagway. I don't think it makes too much of a difference.
Yeah, if
he has a full week of preparation.
Yeah.
And Florida's solid. I like Florida at home as underdogs. West Virginia money line. I don't know why I'm doing it, but I just don't think Kansas State is that good, really. And West Virginia's playing at home at night again. I'm taking West Virginia. And then Alabama over. I think it's at 56 right now. I mean, both offenses can be really good. Alabama's is really good, but Tennessee's hasn't shown up the last few weeks. But in order to stay in this game, they're going to have to score a lot of points. So I like the over there. And then my last pick is Georgia moneyline. I kind of been, like, dogging Texas all year. Well, at least to start the year. And I think this is the first week where you finally see their defense isn't really that great.
What's the one that you added?
Missouri. I didn't send you that. Yeah, that is everything.
Should be another solid week, though.
Yeah, at least we're not on the same shit.
I made sure of it. I mean, the only one that we got the same thing is Georgia, so.
Yeah.
I just had to make sure that we weren't on the same shit again. I just gotta lose BYU Friday night.
Yeah, you gotta lose the Friday so you have a good Saturday.
Exactly. That's the mojo going into the weekend. You got anything else you want to talk about?
No, that pretty much covers it.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fists. You can catch us on YouTube at Balls, Sticks, and Fists and Spotify at Balls, Sticks, and Fists. It's your favorite show without an outro. And we are
and intro.
Done.